And basically what I'm going to do is ask Brett questions as we go through here. These are the same questions that if I had asked back at the office, I'd have to pay $850 an hour for. So it's part of the reason I'm here. Just the same. So let me welcome you to our session. The title rolls right off the tongue. New safe harbors regarding tax-exempt bonds that may reduce tax risks and affect negotiations with management firms. If I had to retitle that, I'd say that this is really an opportunity for us tax folks. Typically, when we work with bonds, there are certain issues that we manage that we're responsible for, the 990, the 990T. There's certain other filings that we have to do. Bonds is one of those things that we can get into, and if people prefer, they could keep us out of that, at least to the extent that they bring us in when they need to. And sometimes risk management principles, particularly in our tax program, requires us to get out there and meet with these people and actually work a little bit more with them, build a better relationship and so forth. And that's what this gives us an opportunity to do. To date, we'll talk about these two rev procs. There's this old rev proc we had. Typically, and this was common with most schools, we basically took one or two approaches when it came to a management contract. Either we treated it as PBU, or we required that it met the safe harbor, in which case it was not PBU. Very threshold level, not a lot of management. And today, with the new rev proc, which will become official as we go forward, August 18th, I think, it is something you're going to have to abide by. And this, as much as it sounds like it's bad, it actually gives us more flexibility in how we work with these safe harbors. And it gives us the opportunity to get on the front end of the process, become part of the strategic value to this entire process of working with bonds. I say that, folks, because bonds, as we know from the IRS, they're very, very good in the tax-exempt area. And when they send that notice out,